Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a stretched breakdown effect in Ableton Live 12 that has that proper jungle and old-school DNB attitude, but without hammering your CPU. The goal is simple. Take a short impact, break hit, or snare and turn it into a tense, ghostly transition that feels like it's pulling the track apart right before the drop. And this matters in DNB because contrast is everything. If the drop is the punch, the breakdown is the breath before the punch. It's the moment where time seems to smear, the room gets wider, and then suddenly everything slams back in. Done right, this one effect can make your arrangement feel much bigger without adding a ton of extra layers. Let's start with the source. Pick something with transient character. A snare, an amen chop, a metallic stab, a clipped impact, even a resampled drum hit from your own tune. You want something that already has personality. Avoid super clean cinematic swells if you're chasing that jungle, sample era energy. Those can work in other styles, but for this lesson we want bite, grit, and a little bit of imperfection. Once you've got the source, drag it onto an audio track and keep it short. Ideally, under one bar. If it's a break fragment, choose a section with a clear transient and a little bit of tail so the stretch has something to grab onto. I always say this, the transient is your anchor. Even if you stretch the sound almost to the point of abstraction, that first hit is what tells the listener, this is still a drum event, not just ambience. Now turn warp on. For a drum-derived source, start with beats mode. If the source is noisier or more smeared, texture mode can be great. If you're dealing with something more tonal, Complex Pro is there. But remember, we're aiming for minimal CPU load, so don't reach for the heaviest option unless you actually need it. A good starting move is to adjust the transient handling so the source stays readable. In beats mode, keep the transient strong enough to preserve the hit. In texture mode, use a grain size that smears the tail without destroying the identity completely. Don't worry about a few artifacts. In jungle and old school DNB, those little stretch artifacts can sound amazing. That's part of the charm. Now stretch the clip out so it lasts longer than the original. A single hit can become half a bar. A snare can become a bar. A break stab can hold for 2 bars or more. The key is not perfection. The key is controlled degradation. Next, let's build a lightweight FX chain. Keep it simple and serial so it's easy to tweak and easy on the CPU. Put these devices in order. EQ8, saturator, reverb, auto filter, and utility. If you want to add echo or delay, you can, but only if it genuinely helps the phrase. For this lesson, less is often more. Start with EQ8. High pass the low end if the source is muddy or if your sub needs space. A cutoff somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz is a solid range, depending on the sample. If the stretched sound gets brittle, dip some harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if you want that worn, haunted, tape-stretched feel, roll off some top end with a low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. After that, add saturator. Drive it a little, maybe 2 to 8 dB. And turn soft clip on. This helps the stretched material feel more glued together and a bit dirtier, which is exactly what we want here. Trim the output so you're not just making it louder for no reason. We want attitude, not uncontrolled level spikes. Then bring in reverb. Keep it controlled. This is not a giant cinematic wash. This is a breakdown element that still has to leave room for the return of the drums and sub. Try a size between 50 and 90, decay somewhere around 2.5 to 6 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 35 milliseconds, and a dry/wet balance somewhere in the 10 to 35% range. That's enough to create space without smearing the whole mix. After that, use auto filter to shape the movement. A low pass or band pass works really well here. Start with a cutoff in a sensible place and automate it over the breakdown. You can open it, close it, or do a combination of both depending on the emotion you want. A little resonance can make the filter feel vocal and tense, but don't overdo it unless you want that screaming rave edge. Then finish with utility. This is where you control width and gain. Utility is a deceptively powerful device because it helps you keep the effect in check. You can widen the tail for that spacious breakdown feel, then collapse it before the drop so the re-entry hits harder. You can also use it to keep things centered and tidy if the breakdown starts taking over too much space. Now here's where the effect becomes a real musical breakdown and not just a stretched sample. Think in phrases. Build the breakdown so it lands where the arrangement needs tension. For example, imagine the track is moving through a 16-bar phrase. You might let the drums and bass run normally, then on the last beat of the phrase, hit the impact. From there, let the stretched tail bloom across the next bar or two while the drums drop away. Maybe a ghosted break fragment returns quietly after that, then the sub comes back and just before the drop. That call and response is classic TNB language. It feels intentional. It feels like the drums are talking to the breakdown. And this is where automation becomes your best friend. Instead of adding more tracks, let movement do the work. Automate the filter frequency, so the sound slowly shifts in tone over 1 to 4 bars. Automate reverb dry slash wet so it rises toward the end of the breakdown, and then snaps back before the drop. Automate saturate or dry for a little extra grime as the tension increases. And if you're using utility width, widen it gradually during the tail, then collapse it back to mono or near mono right before the re-entry. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger without adding any new elements. A really useful trick is to build backwards from the drop. Start by deciding exactly where the drums and sub come back, then work out what needs to happen in the bar before that. If you build from the return point backward, you're much less likely to overstuff the transition. That's a great habit in DNB, because the genre lives and dies on clean phrasing. Now let's add a little more authentic jungle character with a ghost layer. Duplicate the source to a second audio track, but keep this layer quieter and more degraded. This layer is not the star, it's the shadow. You can use a little bit of filtering, maybe a touch of redux if you want digital grit, but don't overcomplicate it. In fact, a lot of the time, just a filter duplicate with some volume automation is enough. Keep it tucked back around 18 to 12 dB below the main stretch tail. What does this do? It gives you that old sampler era feeling where there's a main texture and then a rough little echo of the rhythm underneath it. That fragmented quality is very jungle. It creates the feeling of suspended time and broken rhythm at the same time. That combination is gold. If you want an even more authentic response, chop the ghost layer into half bar or quarter bar pieces so it answers the stretched tail. Suddenly the breakdown becomes a conversation. The stretched hit speaks, and the chopped break answers. That's the kind of movement that makes the listener feel the arrangement instead of just hearing it. A small but important note here. Keep the low end clean. Don't let the stretched effect fight your kick and sub. If there's too much low end spill, use the EQ aggressively. High pass if needed. In DNB, the breakdown should create space for the bass to return with force, not blur it. Another pro move is to think about stereo in a controlled way. You can begin the effect narrow or mono, then widen the tail as it grows. Just make sure the low frequencies stay solid and centered. The snare can widen. The sub-region should stay disciplined. That gives you a much cleaner and more powerful re-entry. If you want to push the darkness, a tiny pitch dip on the final breath can sound great. Lower the tail a little at the end, especially if the source is metallic or vocal-like. Combined with filter closure, it gives you that worn tape-style descent, like the sound is collapsing under its own weight. Very effective. Also, don't forget the power of micro-gaps. A tiny mute or volume dip right before the drop can make the return hit much harder. Even a very short pause can create a massive sense of impact. In this style, silence is not empty. Silence is pressure. Once the breakdown feels right, resemble it. Seriously, print it. That's one of the smartest ways to keep CPU low in Ableton Live 12. Solo the effect track, record the output, trim it cleanly, and add fades. Now you've got an audio asset you can reuse, reverse, chop, or layer under fills. This turns the effect from a live chain into arrangement material, which is exactly how you keep your project lean and flexible. And once it's rendered, you can do some fun advanced variations. You can reverse the last half bar for a sucked back pre-drop feeling. You can resample the stretched tail and then cut it into slices for a fill. You can even create a fake landing, where the breakdown seems like it's about to resolve, then you cut it away and return with a harder, drier drop. That kind of fake out works beautifully in jungle and darker DNB. Here's a good rule of thumb for CPU saving. If a layer isn't changing the emotional shape, delete it. One strong stretched source and one degraded response layer usually beats 3 or 4 almost useful tracks. Keep the chain lean. Keep the idea strong. Let me give you a simple arrangement example. Imagine you've got a 16-bar intro, then an 8-bar build, then your breakdown hit. On the last beat of the phrase, the impact lands, the tail stretches across the next bar, the drums cut out, a filtered ghost break appears, the reverb swells a little, then pulls back, the sub returns, and then the full drop slams in. That's a classic, effective DNB transition, because it preserves momentum while creating a real sense of release. If you want to go even further, make 3 versions from the same source. Version 1 can be the cleanest, shorter stretch, light filtering, minimal distortion. Use it for a small phrase reset. Version 2 can be more degraded, longer stretch, stronger tone shaping, a bit more stereo motion. Use that before a major drop. Version 3 can be the wild one. Resample it, reverse part of it, chop it up, and use it for a switch up or a mid-track disruption. Keep all of that within a small track count and a limited number of devices per track. That constraint will actually make you more creative. So to wrap it up, the big idea here is this: a great impact stretch breakdown in Ableton Live 12 comes from strong source selection, controlled warping, simple stock effects, and automation that understands phrasing. Don't overbuild it. Don't wash it out. Make it dirty. Make it suspended, and make sure it clears space for the drop.